James in the blue shirt here is going to do timekeeping for you, just to let you know when you, how long you've got.
Thank you.
And that's available on both screens. So is this going to...
Yeah, it's my
screen. Oh, I see you. Okay. All right, I'll get out of your way.
One, two. Yeah. Hello. Thanks for having me here today. Today, I'd like to give my talk about Fedify, ActivityPub server framework for TypeScript. If you ever tried to build a federated social app, you know the pain. And today I show you how Fedify aims to eliminate these pains. So let me introduce myself. I'm Hong Min Hee, and I'm from Seoul, Korea. It was about 20 hours from there to here. thank you. It's my first time to be here in Europe, so it's exciting. Thank you. And I'm creator of Fedify and Holo and Bucket, and I also organize FedDev Care, which is a Korean community for Fediverse developers. And I also run HackersPub, which is a software engineers logging platform on the Fediverse. And yeah. Let's start with the problem. So why did I build Fedify in the first place? When I started to build Holo, my single user Fediverse server software, I thought it would be very easy because ActivityPub is just JSON over HTTP, and there are W3C specs, and there are many existing implementations so I can look into that. So I estimated about 2 weeks, but it was not. It's not just JSON, it's JSON-LD, and property names can expand to URIs, and same data can have multiple shapes. Specs are very, very extensible, but it's also underspecified, and many edge cases are left to interpretation. So there are many implementations, but they really differ. So for example, activity step let me accept might be rejected by MISKEY. So I spent over a month debugging such interoperability problems. So I decided to build my own framework for ActivityPub first. So what is Fedify? It's an opinionated ActivityPub framework for TypeScript. Opinionated means it makes decisions for you, the right decisions. we have key features like such things, and first, let's start with the most fundamental problem, dealing with JSON-LD. JSON-LD is the root cause of activity pub complexity, in my opinion. Same data can be multiple representations, and for example, a property can be a string or an object or an array, and there's no static types. So you need to, you have to check everything at runtime, and you need to resolve context so that property names expand to full URIs, qualified full URIs. So there are also implementation differences. Mastodon does it one way, MISC another. So without proper abstraction, your code becomes a mess of type checks and edge cases. So here's some example. The actor property in an activity can be just a URL string, or it can also be an object, embedded object with several properties, or it can be an array of multiple actors. And so all three are valid representations according to the spec. So your code must handle all of them. So imagine writing if and else chains for every single property. That's what raw activity pub development looks like. So Fatify abstracts it away. With Fatify, you just call activity that get actor method. It returns actor or null, and TypeScript knows the exact type. If the actor is a URI, Fatify fetches it automatically. And if it's embedded, you get it directly. And if there are multiple actors, you can iterate with getActors method. So your ID gives you auto-completion, and type errors are caught at compile time, not in production. And also notice that the secret footnote. So cross-origin embedded objects are automatically refetched from their origin. This prevents spoofing attacks where someone embeds a fake actor object. Next, let's talk about cryptographic signatures, another major source of pain in activity pub development. Every activity pub request needs cryptographic signatures. For outgoing activities, you sign with your private key, and for incoming activities, you verify against the sender's public key. It sounds simple at first, but which signature scheme are there? So there are four major signature schemes. One is draft KBZ, which is the de facto standard, and RFC 9421 is the official standard that widely adopted. And I think Mastodon recently adopted this. And LD signatures for embedded proofs, but it's also obsolete. And there are object integrity proofs for embedded proofs as well. And it's modern replacement of LD signatures, but not widely adopted. Different servers expect different schemes, and you need to hand over all of them. But you can use Fedica instead, which supports all four automatically. So with Fedify, you just write your business logic. Look at this code, and you define an inbox listener for follow activities. And when a follow activity arrives, the signature is already verified. You don't write any signature verification code yourself. And when you call context.sendActivity method, Fedify signs it automatically. You don't think about which scheme to use. There's a magic called double knocking as well. Fedify tries to RFC 9421 first, and if the servers reject it, Fedify falls back to draft KVG, which is the legacy standard. And it also remembers the preference for future requests. So double knocking is only happen at first time for each peer. And this is kind of interoperability work for work you shouldn't have to do yourself. And Fedify does it for you. And next, let's talk about scalability, specifically the fan out problem. What happens when you post to 10,000 followers? There's a naive approach, 10,000 HTTP requests, and your server will time out. And because some servers are slow, and some servers are temporarily down, failed deliveries should be retried with exponential backup, and memory pressure builds from queued requests. And there's many more. In ActivityPub, there's shared inboxes as well. And many servers have a single inbox for all users. And you should send once per server, not once per actor. So you need to detect it and deduplicate this. So building all this from scratch would take weeks of work. So you will probably get it wrong the first few times. So with Fedify, just configure a message queue, and this example shows how to use Redis. But Fedify also supports any other message queues like ANQP, DynoQB, PostgreSQL, and so on. And you can implement your own adapter as well. And if you once configured, it automatically retry with exponential backup up to 10 attempts by default, and shared inbox optimization is also available. So if you set prefer shared inbox option to true, and then with Fedify deduplicate it automatically. So Fedify also have two-stage fan-out since version 105, and so activities go to the queue immediately, and workers deliver in parallel. So your post returns instantly, and delivery happens in the background worker. So and failed deliveries are also retried automatically. This is production ready quality of Scalability with minimal configuration. And one more thing about Fedify's philosophy is it doesn't dictate your technology scale. Fedify works as a middleware for your existing framework, JavaScript frameworks. For example, Hono, example, Express, Fastify, or Next.js, or anything that speaks the standard request or response API are supported. And you can use your preferred ORM, and there's only requirement is a key value store for caching. So we have developer tools as well. And we have Fedify lookup to let you inspect any activity per object. And it takes Fediverse handle or a URL, and it fetches the object. And it also provides authorized fetch flag, and it generates a temporary key pair and signs the request for you. And Fedify inbox is even more powerful, and it spins a temporary activity pub server with a public URL, and you get an actor with an inbox that can receive activities. It looks like this, and you can see the full HTTP request and activities and detailed logs. And when you are done testing, press Control C, and Fedify sends delete application activities to our peers. So Ghost is a major publishing platform with millions of users, and they choose Fedify. And there are so different projects that depend on Fedify too. So thank you for listening to my talk.